Here's Halloran with something to think about.
14 innocent people are dead, 17 injured. We don't know their names. The political wrangling over American terror has begun once again. We have the names of the two killers. I won't repeat their names, by the way. This story, though, is already in the spin cycle. Gun control advocates are working hard to max leverage this tragedy to advance their agenda. On the other side, before all is known, there's a rush to judgment on motive, inspiration, and intent. Meanwhile, families are waiting. They haven't seen their families' bodies. They haven't paid their last respects. Others in hospitals are recovering from the shock of this terror. And they are anonymous. They're just numbers. If you're dead, then you're one of the 14. If you're injured, you're one of the 17. But you don't have a name, a face, a story. And before we finish prayers for them, before we know their names, and by the way, they are the ones bearing the brunt of this tragedy, we are on to the politics of tragedy. Even the president weighed in. Before one word is said about gun control or terrorism, he should have called every family member and consoled them. Before we know their names, before the blood is dry on the ground, they are political pawns. The numbers, 14 and 17, are being used to add to whatever the political game is. Don't forget the people. People should come before politics. In the washing machine, the wash cycle comes before the spin cycle. Just something to think about.
Tune in for Triple H mornings, 5:30 to 10 on News Talk 98.7 WOKI.